Have you ever stared at a challenge so overwhelming you felt paralyzed? Whether it's improving your braids, advancing your career, or pursuing a personal dream, the feeling of being stuck is universal. Ken Watanabe's Problem Solving 101 offers a revelation. Effective problem solving isn't some mystical talent possessed by a gifted few. It's a learnable skill available to anyone. Originally designed for Japanese school children, this approach became so powerful it unexpectedly topped Japan's business bestseller lists and found its way into MBA programs worldwide. The genius lies not in accessibility. These are the same techniques used by elite consulting firms like McKinsey, distilled into a framework anyone can master. A problem-solving kid isn't a child, but someone who thinks independently, decides methodically, and lives proactively. They see setbacks as temporary and challenges as growth opportunities. This contrasts with four ineffective problem-solving personalities. Miss Sai immediately surrenders with, "I'll never be able to do that," letting fear prevent any attempt. Mr. Critic excels at finding flaws in others' ideas but never acts. Miss Dreamer creates grand plans without implementation, getting lost in perfect scenarios. Mr. Go-Getter acts without planning, often solving the wrong problem. The power of systematic problem solving lies in how quickly capabilities compound. Consider three fruit stand owners. Alex makes 1% monthly improvements through minor tweaks. Bianca achieves 5% growth by implementing customer feedback, and Cliff makes systematic changes yielding 10% monthly improvements. After 3 years, Alex sells 143 watermelons monthly, Bianca 579, and Cliff an astounding 3,091, 22 times more than Alex. This compounding effect applies to problem-solving skills too. As you successfully tackle increasingly complex challenges, your capabilities expand exponentially, with each success building a foundation for handling greater challenges. The four essential steps of effective problem solving are understanding the current situation thoroughly, identifying the root cause, not just symptoms, developing an effective action plan, executing until the problem is solved. This process demands both analytical thinking and decisive action working together. Successful problem solvers combine careful analysis with swift implementation, learning from each iteration. Like doctors who diagnose before prescribing treatment, effective problem solvers identify root causes before developing solutions. Without proper diagnosis, solutions become expensive band-aids that mask problems while fundamental issues persist. Consider a student with declining math grades. Instead of vague commitments like study harder, a problem-solving approach would pinpoint specific trouble areas, perhaps discovering difficulties with geometry concepts like trapezoid area and the Pythagorean theorem. This precise understanding enables targeted solutions. Powerful diagnostic tools include logic trees that visualize problems by breaking them into categories, yes-no trees that organize possibilities through sequential questions, and the five whys technique that traces surface problems to fundamental causes. Effective diagnosis requires gathering accurate data, both quantitative measurements and qualitative information, while avoiding confirmation bias by remaining open to evidence that might contradict initial assumptions. Let's see these principles in action through the story of the Mushroom Lovers, a high school rock band struggling with poor concert attendance. Despite improving their musical skills, their monthly performances consistently draw only 10-15 people. Band members Eggplant and Tofu create a logic tree examining three potential causes: lack of awareness, lack of interest, or poor retention. They initially hypothesize that awareness is their main issue. Their school-wide survey reveals surprising data. 30% of students know about the concerts, more than expected, but only 10% of those aware have attended. Through interviews, they discover people don't attend because they're unfamiliar with the band's music style, the timing conflicts with schedules, or they lack interest in music. With this understanding of the root causes, they developed solutions including classroom performances, promotional posters, and refreshing their set list, prioritizing ideas based on impact and implementation ease. The result? Their next concert draws 200 people, a dramatic improvement. By systematically identifying and addressing the true causes rather than making assumptions, they transform their concerts from disappointing to wildly successful. Problem-solving kids achieve seemingly impossible dreams by breaking them down into smaller, manageable milestones. Take John Octopus, who dreams of becoming a Hollywood CGI animator but lacks a computer. He sets a specific first goal: buy a $500 used Apple computer within 6 months without borrowing money. With only $150 in savings and monthly income of $32, minus 15 spending, John calculates he'll have just $252 in 6 months, $248 short of his goal. Instead of giving up, he systematically explores solutions. Using a logic tree with branches for increase income and reduce spending, John generates specific ideas. He cuts his biggest expenses, sports drinks, $8 a month, and comic books, $7 a month, by making drinks at home and sharing comics with friends, reducing monthly spending to $5. To close the remaining gap, John sells unused items for $85 and triples his dog walking income by walking 3 dogs simultaneously. Through this systematic approach, his seemingly impossible goal becomes achievable through creative thinking and disciplined execution. Problem-solving kids also excel at decision-making by thoroughly evaluating options. Kiwi, a talented young soccer player seeking to advance her career in Brazil, demonstrates this approach. Initially, Kiwi compares 2 schools using a simple pros and cons grid. Rio High School appears perfect with its championship status, multilingual website, foreign student program, and affordable tuition. Amazon High School seems inferior with its Portuguese-only website, no foreign student program, and higher costs. However, after gathering better information, Kiwi discovers that Amazon lets all players participate equally in games, while Rio only plays starters. She also learns Rio's foreign student program creates an American bubble, preventing true cultural immersion. After completing a detailed evaluation chart, Amazon emerges as superior for both soccer development and cultural immersion, with cost as the only barrier. Just as hope fades, Nike offers to sponsor her education completely. Problem solving transcends mere techniques. It's a life philosophy that empowers you to shape circumstances rather than accept them passively. Like Gandhi with civil disobedience or Steve Jobs with industry innovation, great problem solvers actively improve their environment. This mindset converts worry into action and anxiety into productive steps. Problem solvers seek diverse perspectives and mentorship, recognizing collective wisdom often exceeds individual insight. They regularly challenge their thinking processes and examine limiting biases. They view setbacks as valuable data points rather than failures. As Thomas Edison noted after his light bulb experiments, he hadn't failed. He'd identified thousands of approaches that wouldn't work. By mastering these problem-solving techniques, you gain more than practical tools. You develop a mindset that transforms your entire approach to life. Problems become opportunities, obstacles become stepping stones, and dreams become achievable goals through systematic effort. The question isn't whether you can solve life's challenges, it's how quickly you'll begin.